City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny. This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
And you're listening to the Windy City Queercast. It's show number 175. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick.
Hey, Peter, how are you?
I'm good. My eyes are a little red.
Your eyes are a little red?
I just came from getting my eyelashes dyed. It's my new addiction.
I used to do that.
I haven't done that
since I lived in Chicago.
I love it.
I used to do that all the time.
I love it. I have this wonderful, wonderful gal, Cheryl Ann.
They're
she's
lovely.
Just down
look
the street.
Look at you. You're looking down.
They
I can
do.
See them.
They're lovely. They look so full. And every time I do it, my friends are like, girl, you got mascara on. I'm like, no.
But they make your eyes red? Why does it make your eyes red?
Well, just because I just had it done.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, when they're wiping your eyes and trying to get the goop off and everything, sometimes my eyes get up. My eyes are really sensitive to that kind of stuff.
You don't wear contacts, do you?
No. Not. I wear contacts for fun, but not regularly.
Yeah, but not for sight.
No.
So they're not in your eyes all the time.
No. So, yeah.
Well, they look lovely.
Thank you. They feel voluptuous.
Just a vision. Just a vision you
are. In my ratty t-shirt and cut-off jeans. But there we go. Not cut off like at the, not those kind of jeans, folks. Cut off at the ankle, not the, you know.
Yeah.
Not like Daisy Dukes.
No Daisy Dukes.
Not coochie cutters. Did you ever call them coochie cutters?
No, I like that.
Do you like that? That's what we used to call them in high school.
Cutters.
Girl, they so small. She got coochie cutters on.
Coochie cutters.
Yeah.
I like it. It's like when the little butt hangs out.
That's right.
Just the little butt. Not the real butt, but the little butt.
Can I tell you about little butt hanging out? Okay. So I went out with some friends over the weekend. It's so delightful to go back to the bars because there's no smoking.
I know.
It's so nice.
How nice is that?
It's so nice. So
we've entered the civilized world, Chicago, from
LA
and New York, who haven't been able to smoke for a while.
Yeah, and if this sounds offensive to smokers, fuck you. I mean, you should quit smoking. There you go. That's my thought.
You should, but I don't care if they do. I just don't want to have
just
to eat
Just not when I'm eating
it.
or drinking or hanging out. Yeah. So we went to Wicker Park and we went to a couple of bars and it was so nice. But we walked in this one bar, Nick's, and this girl walks in with sort of, now it was pretty cold on Saturday. It wasn't very warm. And she walks in with a black spaghetti strap, skin tight dress.
Oh no.
And I was like, oh my. And she has like the big giant boots on. And I was like, okay, Wicker Park, yay, ha ha ha, whatever. And she goes to lean at the bar and then there's 3 inches of ass cheek hanging out.
Girl.
Yeah, right. So she comes and she finally sits down with her friends and the stools were a little high, the kind that she had to hop up a little bit to get on. And she was shorter than me, so I know she had to do some hopping. She hops up on the bush and I'm staring at curlies all of a sudden. I mean, she hops up on the stool and I'm staring at her bush. I'm staring at her curlies. They were just like, it was like bright. She was not wearing underwear.
Oh, my Lord.
And like her...
You'd think she was a southern girl.
Her bits were on the cold stool. I mean, really, it was like the poussoir was on the stool. It was right there. I was like, do you have a wet nap or something? What are you going to do when you leave that? That's unsanitary. You can't have the...
That's hilarious.
Her coochie was right there.
Do you like to fly commando?
You know what? I don't.
No.
I don't. I don't.
You watch those like you watch movies and television where guys win their, especially on these like HBO Showtimey or movies that are kind of R rated where guys are naked and then they pull on their jeans and they don't pull on underwear. And I'm always like, how many guys actually do that? Like, don't wear boxers, don't wear briefs, don't wear anything.
I don't know. I mean, it's kind
you
of a
sleep
50,
with a lot of guys. Do a lot of guys take off their
split.
Pants?
Split. That's what I was gonna say. It's kind of a 50-50 split in my. I sleep with a lot of guys. Okay, call Blanche, Samantha. But it's kind of a 50-50 split that, you know, some people do, some people don't. I tend to frequently all of the time, and I'm serious. If a day goes by and I don't get like, I get boners all the time. So if a day goes by and I don't have like 4 erections. It's
this
not
is why
a good
I said
day.
You sleep
I'm not
with a lot of
well.
People.
So, I mean, I'm just, I'm a,
are you
I'm,
a boxers or briefs
sexual.
Guy?
I'm a boxer briefs.
A boxer briefs.
So I like them long, but I like them snug.
Yep. See, and I actually I know this information because I was in Canada with you in
right,
Toronto.
Exactly. And I almost only wear either Calvin Klein boxer briefs or Old Navy boxer briefs. I usually get the Old Navy ones. And I only wear black underwear. I will not wear anything other than black underwear.
Yeah.
Because I think it looks sexiest.
I agree.
I think black underwear is
well. Every
very
now
sexy.
And again, when I'm really tan in the summer, I like to wear a really white string bikini jockey.
Oh, and then the difference between the two.
That's
is,
right.
Yeah, it's like woo, ultraviolet.
Yeah, that looks good.
But I was shocked. I was shocked that it was so cold and she didn't have panties on. And then I was looking at her bush.
That's so crazy.
It was just right. I mean, it was. Right
you know, for
there.
Girls, it's much different to fly commando, especially if you're wearing a skirt, because that's just kind of a fun woohoo feeling, you know.
I'm sure,
but
like,
I don't know
with a skirt
with
that
a skirt
short,
that's that short, and then you're. Yeah. Up on that vinyl.
Exactly. You don't know who else has
revolving.
Been touching that
no,
chair
I don't
and then
like
it's
that.
Touching your bits and pieces.
That
I was like,
that is not pleasant.
So we went back and forth at the table, like, is someone going to say something? Is someone going to say something to her? So we all just kind of like
push,
did one of these.
Push,
right?
Push.
We all did one of these where we slowly all turned and looked at her. And I said, look at her neck. And now tilt your head down and look at her crotch. So the entire table did it. There were like six people there. So hopefully she got the picture that we were looking at her chocha.
Bless her little heart. Maybe she enjoyed that though. I'm sure she thought
know.
It was provocative.
It was dirty and I'm never sitting at that other table again.
You know, it's quite
I know
the trend, right? It's quite the trend with the Britney Spears and all these crotchless.
I guess.
No underwear girls.
I was just like, I am looking at chocha.
I just don't know how
up.
You don't get like, you know, especially when.
How is that not really cold though? I mean,
and
seriously.
Unsanitary and get
well,
germs.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
is what I'm
That's
saying.
What I'm talking about. Like in a cab? Oh, God. Can you imagine? I'm not saying the cabs are inherently dirty, but there's a lot of people that sit in that seat
oh, that's
every night.
Hilarious.
Not to mention we were at a public bar on a Saturday where it was crowded. And
yeah.
Yeah. I was just, ooh.
That's so funny. You know, because it's really, it's, I don't know. I don't, you know.
I don't get it, girl.
You know, my mama used to always say at nighttime that it's good to let it breathe. But
okay
you know what?
That.
But in the middle of like 20 degree weather where, you know, you're, flouncing yeah. around and but I think it's the thing now. Is that strange? Like I think,
it's
just
it's a trend. You
I think it's a trend.
It's in vogue to not wear draws.
I think it's this weird trend, you know, that it's this weird trend of young girls not wearing underwear and being provocative about it and well, acting naive and dumb like they don't know. And they know
what's going on. Well, I want to hear from the people who are listening. Do you wear underwear or not? You know, you can leave a little comment in the thing. And if you don't, you know what? If you don't want to put your email address, just make up an email address. I'm okay with that. I don't mind. But leave us a comment because I want to know. I want to know if you wear manties or panties. Let me know.
Manties or panties. Yeah, Flying commando.
I wear manties. Or if you don't.
Flying
you know,
commando.
If you do that. How was your weekend?
You know, my weekend
How
was,
are you going to follow that?
I have no idea. I was going to talk about the elections because there's not
the
much.
Erections?
The erections. Actually, let me talk about the erections.
There you go.
erections. Please, I'm not offensive to anyone.
Mind
but,
in the gutter.
But, you know, the cool thing is that we're still in all. There's just, it, you know, it's kind of an exciting race right now. I'm really enjoying it. And, you know, we've talked about it a little
but
bit on the show.
Different. Nothing's. I don't.
Well,
do you hear
you know,
change? Because I don't really hear anybody's
I just,
story
I
changing.
I feel what. Well, I don't know if the stories are changing yet.
You think that's
things,
yet to come?
I think some things will be. It will evolve.
Okay.
Especially once we get down to one candidate in each party. But I think what's really exciting right now is. Everyone was dreading how early all of these primaries and caucuses were starting, how early all of the fundraising efforts had started this time around. And I think it just has shown how mobilized and energized we are as a nation right now in politics. And I think it's because it's a really important time. The face of the Supreme Court looks entirely different. Yeah. We are in the longest war of our nation's history. The economy is awful. Real estate, awful. You know, our dollar's not holding up. Trade is a mess.
Yeah, when
I mean,
the banking
just,
industry has problems,
right?
Baby.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
You got problems.
I mean, there's just so much at stake right now, I think. And healthcare being a major, continuing to be a major topic. You know, even spurned on by some things like Michael Moore's film Sicko this year. I mean, I just think people are energized. I just
last
think
year.
There has been, yes, last year now. I feel like there's just been this huge effort. And of course, we talk with them a lot, the HRC. It's the, you know, the largest civil rights organization and that lobbies for our rights in Washington. And they've really been putting a lot of energy into trying to engage and motivate the GLBT community.
Absolutely.
Because we say this every year, and I have now been through how many different elections, good God, in doing radio and now podcasting?
Couple.
A lot, you know?
A couple.
And it's crazy how every time we talk about the fact that our voting block does matter, and we're seeing how much particular voting blocks matter. We're going to see what happens with South Carolina here very soon, where they're talking about that literally black women and how they vote is going to is going to create whatever happens in that state. Yeah. Are the women going to align themselves with Hillary? Are the African-American community entirely going to align themselves with Obama? But there are just some things going on right now with HRC that I think are really important. So you can go to hrcbackstory.org. There's a really long site, but I think if you just go to hrc.org, you'll find it.
Yep.
Where they're really having particular efforts in Nevada, in Florida, in Minnesota. They were working in Iowa. They were working in New Hampshire just to try to get this out, because what we're hearing more and more is the fact that women came out in New Hampshire, perhaps feeling that Hillary didn't get her props in Iowa. We are hearing that a young contingent of new voters are really coming out to these caucuses and primaries. We're not talking about Ben Affleck on the back end and Leonardo DiCaprio trying to get him out to vote for the actual presidency. We're talking about in these caucuses and primaries, state to state, really getting energized now. So much so that it's hilarious to see all of these candidates from Huckabee to Romney to Hillary to Obama, all every time they speak now, it looks like there's a collegiate contingent of a sorority or fraternity behind them in every shot, because they want to show they have that young vote. But it is the first time we've seen in probably two presidential elections there have been any energy since Clinton was at first elected from young voters. And I think that that's really important. I think young GLBT people could be a big part of this block. So, you know, they're coming up there. There is a gay and lesbian rally on January 19th coming up here this weekend.
In Chicago?
In Nevada.
Okay.
In Nevada, that's being done. So that's going to be at the GLBT Center of Southern Nevada. So if you want more on that, and also they're really tapping into the Hispanic and African-American community and the GLBT community as well in Vegas here. Actually, that's tonight. So there's a lot going on in Nevada. Florida is starting to have these training sessions, how you can help get out the vote. They're doing them in Orlando this week. They're doing them in Fort Lauderdale this week, and also in Miami, because their big primary is on January 29th. And if you're listening to us in Minnesota, the Minnesota caucuses are on February 5th, which is the same date as Illinois. Right? That's right. Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
I think so.
Day after.
So,
my birthday.
Yes, your birthday. So it's just, there are all these empowerment campaigns going on, and you can find out about all of them at hrc.org and kind of search for primary and caucuses and see what comes up, because it's definitely an opportunity for us to get out. And
I think my gut feeling is that, you know, when Bush landed in office, so many people said, oh, fuck, I should have gone out there. I should have gone out there and done something. And I think this is very reactionary to that, because their oh, fuck was compounded over time when they saw what he was doing. And it was so...
But they did it twice with Bush. I mean, we as a community did it twice with Bush. I just don't understand
The first reign of Bush, we did not see nearly that. It wasn't hurting us, right?
Well, the log cabin Republicans were definitely aligned with him in the first election. I don't believe they were in the second.
No,
election.
Not at all.
Pulled from him.
Not at all. So there was this arc of, well, nothing's going on. It's okay that he's there, but nothing's going on, and it's okay. And then when it got to the second time, people were like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean by that oh fuck moment, where it really hit them.
Yeah.
And it really hit hard. And it's so good, because I hope it'll keep people of our generation on point for many more elections to come. And the new people who are just coming into the voting pools, it hopefully perks up their ears. You know, they see that people are losing jobs. They see that the economy is shit. They see that there's problems. They see that there's a war on.
They've been in school
this entire time that they're on war. So
I don't see how GLBT people could possibly vote for a Republican candidate in this election. Seeing as though not a one of them all of them are unanimously supporting the very conservative judges, that Supreme Court judges that Bush has brought into power. And that was something I remember in George W. Bush's first election. I remember being on Les By Gay Radio and us talking about this and how important it was going to be because of these Supreme Court judges. Mm. And it just really didn't mean anything to anybody. I think it seemed too hypothetical and that it wasn't going to matter. And I really think that it does. I think there has been a lot of the work with stem cell, a lot of the work on, I mean, just on so many different levels. Mm-hmm. It's so important who we have in those positions.
Yeah.
And they're lifelong positions.
Exactly.
You know, so it's not something that you're going to be able to remedy here in 4 years or even eight.
And if we rewind to the last election, the connectedness of us all was much more sparse than it is today. We didn't have the Facebook. We didn't have the MySpaces.
Yeah.
We didn't have these social networks where you can strike a, you know, it's the butterfly effect where you can strike a match in one place and there's wildfires burning in another place.
Yeah.
We didn't have that kind of connectedness, especially in the young community. Everybody was sort of an island unto themselves. And now with all of this social networking, technology really has influenced this so much. I mean, look at the fact that, you know, we're having presidential debates on places like YouTube and things like that they're not only willing to do this, they're making a conscious effort to be a part of that, the candidates to be a part of that connectedness with MySpace pages and whatnot. So it's just, there's this new set of information that's flowing around there. And it's almost like the rebirth of, you know, when who was it that hit the television first? Not Carter. Roosevelt, was it? No. Who was the first presidential candidate on the television?
That first spin.
It's sort of that someone was comparing it. It's a rebirth of the new age because this is all new media. We're using podcasting to communicate with people.
Right.
It's all new media, and these new media channels mean nothing to marketing people. I mean, we know that. It's new waters to swim in for everyone.
Yeah.
So trying to corner that, but yet appease that, but yet say things to speak to so many different communities is a huge challenge, and it's even more difficult for the candidates now. Therefore, I think people are more engaged because they're watching closely, because it's in their hand, it's in their mind, it's something they do every day, it's something they see every day. They eat, breathe, and sleep the internet. So many people in this country, especially the people in school.
Well, it's definitely interesting. So if you're in one of those states, and most states are having a primary by February 5th, so be sure you are registered. I am registered. Got my thing in the mail the other day, and that you're going to vote. Make your voice be heard. Gosh, from elections to erections, what a great show we have today.
Well, wait. Before we get there, I have more to talk about because we're gonna come full circle to the erections when we talk about what's coming up on the show today. But today was, and this is a very important topical technology update.
Oh, yes.
The Macworld keynote was today. So this is when Steve Jobs gets up on stage in his black turtleneck and he tells you what they're going to be selling us this year.
And what are they selling us this year?
They're basically selling us, you know, the iPhone's getting a little fancier with its software, and they're going to be selling us a new iTunes. But this is really the inception of what just happened. Now, yesterday I got an email from Netflix, and I use Netflix, as you know, and Netflix said, hey, guess what? We're putting our online streaming catalog. Now it's free. Now you can use as much as you want. So if you have Netflix, you can watch movies for free online streaming.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
I didn't get that email, and
it's
use Netflix.
It's not all movies, but it's part of the it's part of the movie catalog that they offer for online streaming. Eventually, this will lead to all movies. So today, Steve Jobs announces that you can now rent movies in iTunes. You can rent them. You have 30 days to watch them, but once you start watching them, you have 24 hours to watch them.
Right, which is like on demand.
Exactly. So now we've moved. We're all of a sudden in like 2 days, the whole way we deal with movies has really changed. And not only does iTunes have the movies, they have every studio, every studio, every major studio has signed into this. Nobody is lagging. Nobody is left behind.
So this is why this writer's strike is never going to get settled.
Exactly.
Because the director's cut strike is coming next and the SAG strike.
But let's now bring that, let fold those two together, right? That now these movies are being streamed online and these writers aren't getting a damn cent for it.
Right.
Only the big studios are getting it. So this is going to send such a shockwave through what's going on with this writer's strike and what's going on in entertainment in general, I think.
Wow.
I think this is really, really big news. Now, he introduced a laptop. It's a thin one. It doesn't have a FireWire port, blah, blah, blah. It's interesting, whatever, can fit in a manila envelope, blah, blah, blah. It's an interesting little laptop. And then he talked about, like, the airport can now have a hard drive in it and you can back up your stuff there. But it's really this, to me, that the the thing that changed today and the thing that really hit home was this online movie rental, that no longer are you really going to have to just, because you can use it in your, you know, people have Apple TVs, you know, yep. You have the little, you can rent the movies on there. Yeah. And you can listen to podcasts on there now. You can listen to music on there now. And you can listen to see pictures and everything on there. So we've just all of a sudden, the shockwave, when writers are trying to fight for getting digital payment, right. Basically. And now this thing has just rolled out. And of course, all the studios knew this.
Right.
So now what is this going to do to the fight and the discussions and the how is it going to change
no
that dynamic?
No Oscars is what I just predict after you saying that. No Oscars.
See? Why? Why would you need it?
Well, we're just not going to have it because they won't settle this
no,
by March. There's
exactly.
No way.
So that was just, that was the really whiz
well,
bang
well, I
got to
go home and Google
happened.
Some of these articles. That's interesting. I have Netflix. I have TiVo. So I wonder when TiVo is going to start having some sort of on-demand capability.
They have it through Amazon.
Well, they do, but you have to pay for it.
Was it a per movie?
I think it is a per movie. I don't utilize it.
It is per movie in iTunes, but in Netflix, it is not.
Yeah.
It is unlimited for anyone who signed up because I only have the two DVDs at a time plan.
Yeah, I only have the one DVD at a time plan. So we'll
I don't
see.
I don't know. I don't know
get
what the
it,
tier
but
is.
I will look at this.
But it's very fascinating. So back to erections. Today on the show.
Yes.
Today on the show, I sit down with three gentlemen who are just absolutely, absolutely wonderful. I sit down with Rhett, with Keith, and with Todd. Keith and Todd, we've had on the show before. They're coming to us as the creators of Dance for Life, and they've been just part of a wonderful organization that raises funds for people with HIV and AIDS out there. And Rhett joins us from T-Pan, and the boys came over, and we ate donuts in my dining room, and we talked about this wonderful thing that they put together. They did it last year. They're doing it again this year. It's called Chicago Takes Off. It's a wonderful burlesque and kind of striptease show. It's very sexy. It's very fun. It's very dancey. It's very alive and very, very vibrant. But the real deal is that it all goes to benefit T-Pan. And T-Pan is just a great organization. The Test Positive Awareness Network. They've been providing funding and raising sort of AIDS awareness and consciousness for prevention. They're on the prevention side of it, which is what I love so much. That yeah. they're trying to get to people before
it gets
them.
They're a fantastic organization. And
fantastic.
So fun. And Peter and I will be there. So you want to get your tickets. But sit back and listen to this entire interview that Peter did. Because it's all boys. Boys sitting down and talking with
erections.
Donuts that look like cock rings.
Stay the holes, donut holes.
Yeah. Oh.
From the producer of Les Miserables and The Phantom of the Opera comes a glorious new production of one of Broadway's greatest musicals, Lerner and Lowe's My Fair Lady.
All I want is a room somewhere.
Direct from London, critics have hailed this dazzling new production as magnificent, lavish, and delightfully entertaining. A standing ovation.
How wouldn't it be lovely?
The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette raves hilarious, a joyous romp. My Fair Lady features one of Broadway's most celebrated scores, including I Could Have Danced All Night, The Rain in Spain, and Get Me to the Church on Time. Lerner and Lowe's My Fair Lady.
Coming to the Cadillac Palace Theater January 22nd through February 3rd. For tickets, call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Cast album on First Night Records.
Get me to the church on time.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Kaweez.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of January 14th, 2008, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
About Face Theater presents The Little Dog Laughed, a fast-paced, hilarious look at the world of celebrity by Douglas Carter Bean, directed by Eric Rosen. A hot Hollywood actor is about to win the role of a lifetime, but can he keep his sexuality under wraps? It's playing now through February 17th at the Hoover Leppin Theater at the Center on Halsted, 3656 North Halsted. Visit aboutfacetheater.com.
Court Theater, artistic director Charles Newell adapts and directs Titus Andronicus, Shakespeare's riveting tale of jealousy and revenge. Relish this new adaptation as a modern saga of privilege and entitlement brimming with aggression that is just a facade. Or is it? Titus Andronicus is playing now through February 10th. For tickets, call 773-753-4472 or visit courttheater.org.
Writers Theater presents The Turn of the Screw by Jeffrey Hatcher from the story by Henry James. Time Out Chicago calls it surprisingly and creepily suggestive. An unsuspecting governess is hired to look after two seemingly innocent children who soon reveal terrifying secrets. The Sun-Times raves, eerie as ever, Screw will mesmerize you. For tickets to The Turn of the Screw, go to writerstheater.org or call 847-242-6000.
Hephaestus, a Greek mythology circus tale, returns to Looking Glass Theater in the Water Tower Waterworks. The Wall Street Journal calls it explosive, dazzling, and dangerous. For tickets to Hephaestus, call 312-337-0665 or visit lookingglasstheater.org.
And the all-male comedic ballet company, Les Ballets Trocadero de Monte Carlo, or the Trocs, as they are affectionately called, appear one night only. Harris Theater in Millennium Park on January 17th. This hilarious troupe performs a fabulous evening of high art and satire. Get your tickets right now, folks, because it's here, 312-334-7777, or go to harristheaterchicago.org today.
And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Edible Underwear Maker.
Mr. Edible Underwear Maker.
Your true genius combined two of man's favorite things, panties and food.
I can taste it now.
They're a snack. They're underwear. They're a snack and underwear. Brilliant.
Two treats in one.
Gorgeous grape. Rock my world raspberry. Bodacious banana.
26 flavors.
And nothing says, I want you like a man with a mouthful of underpants.
I want you, baby.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Edible Underwear Maker. Because thanks to you, when it comes to panties, extra large means extra yummy.
Yummy.
Missouri.
And this is your Windy City Queercast News.
Rates of new infection of HIV have been on the rise among New York City's young gay men. The state's health department's recent statistics show that while new infection rates are falling on most communities, young gay men of all demographics aren't following that trend. Researchers attribute the rise in rates to drug use and other factors.
The man who filed a federal lawsuit claiming that he failed the Massachusetts bar exam because he refused to answer a gay marriage question has apologized. Stephen Dunn apologized in Boston's Weekly GLBT paper, Bay Windows, calling his lawsuit misguided. He dismissed the suit in October.
An anti-gay marriage group recently emerged in Vermont, launching a web-based campaign to counter the commission appointed by the state charged with analyzing whether or not marriage rights should be granted to same-sex couples. The group is called the Vermont Marriage Advisory Council. The state-appointed panel will release its findings to lawmakers in April.
Filmmaker Ruby Wang is working on a documentary that explores GLBT life in China. The film will explore gay life and the country's one-child policy, which forces many men to live life on the down low.
A group of conservative religious leaders recently formed a corporation in the hopes of creating a shareholder revolt against Microsoft because of its support of gay rights. The group, AGN Financial, is led by Reverend Ken Hutchinson of Washington. The group just launched a campaign to solicit that enough Microsoft shares be donated to it so that the group can vote at the company's next annual meeting.
Alvin McEwen, the author of Holy Bullies and Headless Monsters, Exposing the Lies of the Anti-Gay Industry, announced the launch of a new website to expand the fight against anti-gay lies. The site, antigaylliesandliars.blogspot.com, includes a timeline of the top distortions anti-gay groups use against the community.
Lesbian hairstylist Tabitha Coffey, who appeared last year on Bravo's reality show Sheer Genius, will have her own reality show where she makes over hair salons across the United States. The show is tentatively titled Tabitha Salon Takeover.
Logo has greenlit Del Shore's Sordid Lives, the series. The series will feature many stars from the 2000 cult film, such as Olivia Newton-John. And the show will also feature Rue McClanahan of the Golden Girls, Caroline Ray, and Leslie Jordan of Will and Grace. They will guest star in many episodes. It is currently being filmed in Louisiana.
And that's your Windy City Queercast News.
Is it always right to pursue these feelings?
Hey, this is Ari Gold, and you're listening to the Windy City Queercast.
And I know that I've been down this road before.
So, folks, we are back on the Windy City Queercast, and I am joined by four handsome gentlemen in my dining room, and we're eating, which is my favorite pastime. But these boys are here to talk about stripping, not eating.
Yay!
Oh, yay.
Keith Elliott and Todd Keach of Dance for Life are joined by Rhett Lindsay of T-Pan, the special events coordinator. And we're all here to talk about a wonderful event that happened last year, and it's coming back around again. It's called Chicago Takes Off. Hi, boys. Thank you for joining me.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for having
us. How are you, Peter?
I'm fabulous. I'm all sugared up from the donuts.
Thanks for the donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now delicious. We can't strip. Thanks.
The history lesson is they're called lukamadas. Can you say that?
Lukamadas.
Lukamadas. Very good. It's what you eat during the Greek New Year. So it's a good yeasted donut.
I'm feeling very Greek now. Mm. Thanks.
And the recipe will be in my cookbook coming soon. Okay, no.
Shameless.
So, wow. Okay, well, there's a cat on your shoulder.
There's a cat on my shoulders.
Rhett, let's start to talk a little bit about T-Pan. Tell us a little bit about the organization.
Sure. T-Pan has been around for 20 years. We just celebrated our 20th anniversary this past fall. And we are very lucky. We are the Chicago's longest running HIV services organization.
Yes.
And in that, we have grown to such a capacity to be able to have so many wonderful special events like our gala and like the Ride for AIDS Chicago. And we have this new one in its second year called Chicago Takes Off.
And your capacity at T-Pan means special events coordinator. So that means you get to do all the fun stuff, right?
Yeah. Lots of late nights. Yeah.
I get to go out all the time.
All the time.
For work. tell us a little bit about Chicago Takes Off last year and some of the successes and some of the bullet points from that.
The show last year sold out in 3 short weeks, which is phenomenally amazing. Kept me on my toes, that's for sure. And in that we raised $70,000. So
there's a cat.
There's a cat on my shoulder.
All of you know, usually when we're recording, I put them away, but that's okay. It adds to the ambiance.
That's so
here.
Cute.
$70,000, that's amazing. So Keith and Todd, tell me about Dance for Life and how you guys originally came to start that sort of.
Well, gosh, that was 17 years ago, and...
oh, my gosh.
It was so long ago.
Gosh.
We were mere puppies.
Babies.
Yes, mere pups.
Babies.
And
I was in high school.
Yeah, Todd and I co-founded Dance for Life, which became a showcase dance event raising money for different AIDS organizations. And you know, over the years, it supported, gosh, probably about 10 different AIDS organizations giving money to their services, care, education, prevention programs. But we... finally have settled into the AIDS Foundation of Chicago, and we're there now. But Todd and I created Dance for Life many, many moons ago.
But Keith is the man. Keith is the man. I was involved in it in the first year, and I kind of stepped out. But Keith has kept it going, and he's grown this amazing, amazing event. And it's
yeah,
done
it's
so well.
over the past 17 years, it's raised well over $3 million.
Wow.
Yay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Which, you know, we just keep plugging away and keep raising money and can never raise enough.
Yeah.
So how did Chicago Takes Off originally start? How did you guys get hooked up with T-Pain?
Well, you want to take it?
Well, I kind of came in. It was already kind of in the works when I came, when you invited me to come on board.
It was. Danny Copelson was working at T-Pan last year. And he and I had always been joking around about Dance for Life naked, so to speak. You know,
woo-hoo.
I know, naked, which then evolved into a strip show. And then Danny, working with Rhett and with Ron from Test Positive Wear Network, created Chicago Takes Off. And yes, we brought Todd aboard immediately, knowing his background.
He likes naked people.
He likes naked people.
Oh, but I've always,
he knows lots of naked people.
I don't have a problem with naked people. I gotta say, I'm a fan. A beautiful, you know, near naked person dancing around, that's a good thing. But no, a lot of the choreography I've been doing in the past several years has actually been inspired by the show that this show is based on, which is a show out of New York called Broadway Bears, which they just had, I think, their 16th or 17th year.
Yep.
And it's like...
We were there, and
I know, we've gone 2 years in a row, but it is the most amazing show. I saw it on videotape probably 6 or 7 years ago, and I'm like, oh my God, what is this show? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just the funnest thing ever. And so a lot of what we've been doing, what I've been doing for special events has been... kind of that kind of striptease or burlesque And it's just, it's been so much fun. It's, you know, I just love it. It's such a great...
And it's an art form, I tell you. It is. You can't find a lot of people that understand how to get on stage and really put out the art of tease and being sultry and really selling it and making it a show.
Right.
So, and we've the cast last year came aboard and they all got it quickly. And this year...
Yeah. Yeah, they jumped on board.
Same thing. It's people are jumping on and they understand it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's really making for a good show this year.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the details for this year and we'll dive in some more. But the nuts and bolts are February 9th of this year at 7 and 10 p.m. at the Park West. Right. That is 322 West Armage. It's just so easy to get to in this city. There's so many great restaurants in the area, so you can have dinner before or after. Depending on which show you choose, it's very convenient for that. And folks, you want to get your tickets now at tpan.com. So, boys, tell me what we're going to see this year.
Well, we've kind of been saying, we've been talking about it and kind of describing it as like if you could imagine a fun and sexy circus-themed burlesque show in Vegas.
Wow.
Yeah. So I love There's a lot going on. But I mean, just think, you know, all of the elements that, you know, you would see at a classic, you know, circus, and kind of taking those and kind of twisting them and, you know,
making them sexy,
turning them to a little bit of a strip and throwing some glitter on. So
right. and hence the name Under a Big Top.
Yes. That's such a clever... Oh, my God, I just got that.
Oh, did you?
That's so funny.
Under a Big Top.
Who came up with... That's so funny.
I don't know Todd.
There's cleverness in the air.
Oh, my God, I smell it.
It's somewhere. It's something ethereal. So for people who haven't seen either Broadway Bears or Chicago Takes Off last year, explain to them literally what happens. I mean, is it just a bunch of people dancing around, or what's going on? Are there scenes, or how does it play out?
Yeah, you can look at it like that. We have different scenes. We have about 17, 18 different acts or numbers or performances that all evolve into some sort of a strip element or burlesque element with a lot of excitement, a lot of dance, a lot of movement, scenery. Yeah. Just depends on the number, but each number, like for instance, one of the numbers we have a Tame Your Kitty number where we have a lion tamer, and then MAC Cosmetics is coming aboard and they're going to do body painting for all the... For all the lions and tigers for this particular number.
Yeah, if you notice that.
Nothing like that. Just came into my mind.
But if you notice on a lot of the promo stuff, we've got a lovely body painted tiger. So that's, we're gonna have four of those in the show and a lion tamer.
Simba
for that.
As a teenager.
Yeah, but the numbers. I mean, we've got some of the best choreographers in Chicago. Working on the show,
Harrison McAdami,
Jeremy Plummer, Eddie Ocampo, Chris Percelli,
Todd Keach,
Christopher McCray,
Keith Elliott. let's see, who else?
I think that's everybody.
Oh, yeah, and Tony Savino. Tony Savino is doing this wild, crazy swing number.
Swing strip.
Swing is back, so it's swing strip.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good. Some say swing never left.
Swing never left. Tony says that. Everybody else says that. Tony's keeping it alive.
It's like the tide. Low tide, high tide. But it's always there.
These numbers, they're big. They're huge production numbers. We've got these really fun, over-the-top production numbers. And it's not like you're going and, you know, seeing strippers in a bar, which there's, you know, nothing wrong with strippers in a bar. But this is, you know, kind of more of a... production.
And we already have a cast of about 65.
Wow.
Yeah.
And these are all volunteers, is that?
Yeah, correct? Everybody's volunteering their talent. Choreographers, dancers, everybody.
You mentioned MAC, right? Are there any other agencies involved in putting this together?
Well, there is another person that we did bring aboard this year. His name is Bert Pitcher. Mm. If you haven't seen any of his work, there used to be a little known show called Dance Divas, which was a lot of fun. It was female impersonation at its finest, so to say. But Bert Pitcher is coming aboard doing all the costumes, and I tell you, he'll create so much.
He's amazing.
Flair. It's gonna
He's
be
amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're very excited to have him on.
And any other agencies involved?
No other HIV or other service organizations, but I do want to mention that Michael Leppin is a presenting sponsor this year. Mm-hmm. We also have Andrew Christian is coming on board and donating underwear and swimwear to the majority of our performers. There's a slew of sponsors that are truly helping us with this event, including Broadway Costumes, that has just been incredibly generous to us for this specific event. All of the bars down Halstead have just been wonderful in helping us promote this event, because it is a fun event, and we truly want the entire community to be involved, and that's what's most important to us. So,
excellent. And even though it was, well, it was non-smoking before, but it's still a non-smoking venue, the Park West. We're happy right. about that. And there's a full bar for those of you who might want to have a cocktail, and it helps. Yeah. It helps everything.
It's encouraged.
So we got your one sentence about what you think Chicago Takes Off is. Mm-hmm. We got your one. What's your one sentence?
My one sentence, it's a high energy Las Vegas Review type burlesque show.
Red, go. Your turn. The pressure.
Charity at its sexy.
Yeah.
There we go. What a wonderful, wonderful closing statement. Well, we're going to shut it down here. Folks, I really encourage you to go to tpan.com. You can get all the links for the ticket information there. The show is February 9th at 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. There are two shows this year. I hear the 10 p.m. is selling out quickly. So if you want to go to dinner beforehand and see the show after, get your tickets now. Or you can do it the other way and go to the 7 o'clock and, you know, do it both ways. It's good for you. Are there tables? Can people buy tables?
People can buy tables. Tickets range from $50 to $300. So
if they just want to get a pair, they can get it. If they exactly. would like to get a table, they yeah. can get in on that.
Yeah, or they can go to tpan.com or call tpan's offices at 773-989-9400.
Well, folks, that is all the information. I hope that I will be seeing you there, all of you listening, and I know I will see you three gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This show is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago, for the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com.
So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows on our website and in iTunes.
The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it.
Windy City Queercast, queer and now.